Hey, this is Bob Enyart, Moms and Dads. Today's show topic is pretty tough. Definitely not appropriate for kids, just to let you know.
Warning, warning, this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. After yesterday's program, there was a discussion, were we too angry on the air, Doug McBurney and I. I was pretty angry, and of course, we'll continue today with a discussion of the news, but not only the news, but an understanding of the world that we live in, of reality, which comes along with a biblical Christian worldview. An article that we were going to get to yesterday is from Politico, the website politico.com, and it's how the Republican Party gave up on pornography as a family policy issue in America, how they've just been silent, they've abandoned the issue, and that means they've abandoned children and they've abandoned families. And discussing that before the show when we talked about what should we report on and in which order, I said, Doug, please, let's do that last. If we do it at the beginning, I'll just be sick to my stomach the whole show. But it turns out the whole show was, you know, difficult issues. The Boy Scouts becoming Girl Scouts, the jihad against spanking, which is a very selfish way of hurting your children so that you can feel better about yourself, giving them, in some cases, years of an unhappy childhood so that you can show how progressive you are or how liberal-minded you are, even as a Christian, many. And then we began with a discussion of all the rockets that were launched at Israel from the Palestinians and Gaza from Hamas, the Islamic terrorist organization. And we didn't mention this, we should have, but Ken and Joe Scott, our dear friends, members of Denver Bible Church, heroes in the fight to protect unborn children. They are in Israel this week, and they called me this morning, woke me up, which was wonderful. I had texted them last night, and they said that they're having a fabulous time studying the scriptures on location all over Israel. But when the rockets started to fly, 300 rockets yesterday, they happen to be in the north, in northern Israel. And for a tiny country, it's plenty big enough to be far away from the fighting and far away from the fallout if you're on the other side of the country. So we're glad, of course, that they're safe. We grieve for people who've been injured and killed. They went with a tour organized by WorldNet Daily. And that's the conservative, sort of quasi-conservative Christian website, and Joseph Farah, the founder of WorldNet Daily, was to be their tour guide, but it turns out that Farah had a stroke just a couple days before they were to leave for Israel, so he's not on the tour. Of course, you may want to pray for him. We have friends who have worked at WorldNet Daily, reported for them. One guy who lives up in the mountains not far from our BEL Studios, we're nestled in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. And one of their longtime reporters lives just a bit further up into the mountains. And he and I would meet for lunch, not for any specific purpose, but just to keep in touch. And I think I'd like to reach out to him again to do that. And in a moment, or maybe a few minutes, I'd like to get to an article in WorldNet Daily about the mandatory indoctrination in Scotland for kids through their government schools regarding the required teaching on homosexuality and transgenderism to encourage students to explore their gender identity. So when stories like this characterize the headlines, It's hard for people who care about their neighbor, who love God and love their neighbors as themselves, as the Bible says. It's hard not to be angry. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. And of course, there is righteous anger, righteous indignation. And when Doug McBurney and I, when I asked Doug, let's leave that Republican porn article from Politico magazine. Let's leave it to last for yesterday's show prep. And we never got to it. But it didn't matter. The topics that we covered yesterday certainly justified being angry at those who are in rebellion against God in a way that their rebellion destroys innocent people around them, especially children. And how in the Bible we're told that Jesus Christ especially loved children, how God loves children in their innocence. And there are those who harm them systematically by their beliefs. Ideas have consequences, and by their policies and by their actions. It's not just the child rapist who should get you angry. It's all those who are in rebellion against God who then use their influence in a way, regardless of what they may claim, in a way that hurts children. So, speaking of that, now we get to the story that Doug and I did not get to yesterday. And this is from Politico, how the Republican Party gave up on porn. I'm going to share excerpts from this article. We'll talk about it. It was the height of the porn wars back when Jerry Falwell, now if you're younger, you might not recall Jerry Falwell, very close ally of Dr. James Dobson and the founder of the Moral Majority. Now, a gentleman named Bob Peters was on the show a few years back, and he is the founder of an offshoot group called Morality and Media. So I got to interview him. We had a good interview, and I start out saying, Bob Peters, you're the founder of Morality and Media? And he said, Bob Enyart, yes, I am. And so I asked, well, then why isn't there any? Why isn't there any morality in media, Bob? You're the head of the organization. You've been doing this for 10 years. And thankfully, he did laugh because he doesn't have the power in and of himself to require the media to be moral. But on the other hand, as we found out, when I asked him, would he join us? And there was a time about 10 years where I would ask this question until it became obvious what the answer would be. I would ask this question of Christian leaders, even focus on the family. I would ask, will you join us in our call to recriminalize pornography? And their answer is no. No, we can't do that. Well, what do you mean you can't do that? Well, the country is so far beyond that. It's just so bad. And so what we want to do is what was James Dobson's goal, to regulate pornography. And if you just think about that for like 10 seconds, don't. It's a sin. Don't even think about it. But if you just think about what it would be like to regulate pornography, how insane. When you have Christian leaders, moral leaders, supposed conservative, Republican, pro-family, pro a Judeo-Christian moral worldview, you have Christian leaders who want to regulate pornography, and that means they have legitimized it. That's what that means. They have declared it legally valid. To legitimize something is to declare it legally valid. So if you thought that rape was a sin, but you thought there's no way we could end rape, it's been around forever, and you said, let's regulate it to try to minimize the harm done by the rapist. So let's require birth control be used. Let's whatever mental illness strikes you in the midst of your sin and confusion, and then you try to regulate rape, well, then you would also be legitimizing it. you would be declaring it legally valid to the extent that a government regulates a behavior, to that extent they legitimize that behavior. And Christians should speak with a clear voice. God calls on us to be salt and light and not to be murky and confused when it comes to basic morality, right and wrong. So Politico begins, it was the height of the porn wars. Jerry Falwell, the founder of the Moral Majority, for him it was a crusade. He fought to remove adult content from convenience stores. Now, that's fine. He went to court to battle Hustler and Penthouse pornography magazines. That's fine, except that the goal was very limited, right? Remove pornography from convenience stores as a way of regulating it. Let them sell it, but don't sell it here. And he went to court to battle Hustler and Penthouse, not to shut them down, but because he didn't like what they had done. I'll talk about that in a moment. Jimmy Carter, who, for the public school teachers tuning in right now, he was the president of the United States. Jimmy Carter gave an interview to Playboy magazine. And to Jerry Falwell, rightly, he rebuked Jimmy Carter for doing that, saying you have this filth, this vulgar filth, and you dignify it by giving an interview. You're lending the credibility, the dignity of the highest office in the land to a salacious, filthy magazine. And how right that was. Was he wrong or was he right? He was right. You know, Jerry Falwell had sued Penthouse because they had published an image depicting that they fabricated, an image depicting him committing incest with his mother. How's that? There are no boundaries, right? When the wicked knock down one boundary, God says sex only within marriage, and they say, don't tell me what to do. They knock down that boundary, and then they look for the next boundary to knock down. And God says, sex only with the opposite gender, and they say, don't tell me what to do, and they knock down that boundary. And then God says, sex only within your own species, not with animals, and they say, don't tell me what to do. And sex only between adults, don't tell me what to do, and they go after children. So very appropriate for Jerry Falwell to go to court against these porn magazines. But the U.S. Supreme Court was Republican, right? We've had the Supreme Court for decades. And so they legitimized even that behavior, even claiming that it was justified for the porn industry to depict Jerry Falwell in such a vulgar and filthy way. They even upheld that, just as we've had, you know, Republican federal judges uphold things like a child molester going to the park to hand out balloons to kids. And that what police arrested him, the Republican. We could count on our Republican judges to destroy a moral foundation because that's what they've done from Roe v. Wade and on. It's been our court for all these decades of America's rapid moral disintegration. It's been Republican Supreme Court justices who we have had the majority, and our majority has allowed that to happen. And remember, Roe v. Wade was written by a Republican justice and passed by a Republican majority on the Supreme Court. It was done by Republicans, and it's been upheld by Republicans ever since. So that's Jerry Falwell, right? Recognizing that Jimmy Carter, to give an interview to the porn industry, to Playboy magazine, no less, soft porn plays hardball. Dr. Judith Reisman, we've had on this program, and she's an expert in the destructive aspects of Playboy magazine and their pornography. Well, now, fast forward 40 years later, Jerry Falwell Jr. is now the leader, right? He inherited the family business from his father. And at a massive gathering, this is from Politico's article, at a massive gathering of Christian leaders, he introduced Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, calling him God's man. Now, Trump, sexually, he's been a dog, sexually. He's a dog. He is a dog. He's been a dog. He is a dog. Perhaps he's repented and apologized to all the women that he's mistreated. I don't know. I missed that. But sexually, he's been a dog. So Jerry Falwell Jr. calls Donald Trump God's man. And beyond just giving an interview to Playboy magazine, he then goes to the Trump Tower just after that event with his wife, Becky. And they take a photo with Donald Trump in the middle of him and Becky. They're giving their thumbs up. And Jerry Falwell Jr. tweeted the photo to his 60,000 followers. And right over his wife's left shoulder is the cover of Playboy magazine, framed in gold, with Donald Trump in a bow tie and a naked woman covered up only by his tuxedo jacket. So think of how far we've gone in 40 years, right? From giving an interview to Playboy being unacceptable as it is, to posing with a naked woman for the cover photo and then framing it in gold and putting it in a place of honor in your home and taking a photograph there with a Christian leader. So that's how far we've fallen. And Politico points out that this highlights something else that is striking. The total abandonment of pornography as a family policy issue in America. The total abandonment of pornography as a family policy issue in America. And one thing in my life, I will never forgive Dr. James Dobson, the founder, president of Focus on the Family for decades. He's now running his own smaller outreach. But unless he apologizes, unless he repents, I will not forgive him until we see him with the Lord, and then he will be sorry, and then, of course, we will all be able to forgive him. But when he was on the President's Commission on Pornography and issued his report, their report, not saying that it is criminal to traffic in human sexuality, it is just as wrong to pay a woman to have sex on camera as it is to pay a woman to have sex away from the camera, like as a prostitute in a hotel room. Both are equally wrong. It is wrong to traffic in human sexuality, and the only solution to the epidemic of pornography is to oppose it and to delegitimize it and to attempt to recriminalize it. That is the only solution. And if you can't do it, if you can't stop the killing of Jews in Germany, you don't regulate it. You don't say, well, there's nothing we can do, so let's make the best of it. You see, if you have become the Protestant Pope in America, which is what Dr. James Dobson had become, because in polite company, you could not criticize him. It's like the good old boys club where everybody protects everybody else's back and no one can criticize anyone in the club. And that's what all our Christian leaders had become. It doesn't matter how bad the behavior, how immoral, how wrong, how unbiblical. It doesn't matter that you're breaking your vow to God as publicly as humanly possible. It doesn't matter. None of it could be brought up. None of it could be mentioned. And so Dr. James Dobson, this lies at his feet because he did more to destroy the moral fabric of the nation than Hugh Hefner could ever have dreamed to do, because now we have almost complete tolerance of pornography within the body of Christ. And we have complete silence. And to be silent is to be complicit. We have complete silence on the decriminalization of pornography from our Christian leaders, from our conservative leaders, our conservative Christian Republican leaders, and on, complete silence. And that makes me angry, because as an intuitive, not everybody's intuitive, some people are censors, I'm sorry for you guys, but as an intuitive, when you hear an issue, you can't help but see the consequences of the issue. And for me, it's thinking of the individuals, the children whose lives have been destroyed, children, by pornography, and multiply that by enormous numbers. And then the families and the marriages and the churches that have been destroyed, and we are awash in filth. And much of it is Dr. James Dobson's fault. He was trained as a secular psychologist. He loved the Lord. He was promoted to be the Protestant Pope in America, whom no one could criticize publicly. It was not allowed. And he was not ready for the moral, spiritual battle that he was thrust into the middle of. He was unprepared and unqualified. Because you love the Lord doesn't mean that you're qualified to be a deacon in your church, let alone the spokesman for the body of Christ in America. We all should be qualified, but we're not all qualified. And so I'm looking forward to Dr. Dobson apologizing. And it will happen. You know, it's better when we've wronged someone or a nation, it's better to apologize and make it right now than later. But eventually, if we love the Lord, those who are redeemed, those who are in the body of Christ, we will all apologize. We'll all be sorrowful for the wrong that we had done. Remember, the Bible says that Jesus will wipe away our tears, and he will. And I've wronged people. I've helped to destroy people's lives, and I've asked God to forgive me, and given the opportunity, I've asked these people to forgive me. So that will come. Dr. James Dobson, he also legitimized homosexuality by wanting to regulate, again, not fighting to keep it criminal, but legitimize it by declaring it legally valid and saying all we could do is regulate it. And so they regulate it. They try to. That's absurd, right? The Bible says you can't take fire into your bosom and not be burned. So go ahead and try to regulate prostitution. See how that'll work for you. Regulate pornography. How's that working for you? Regulate homosexuality. How's that doing? Regulate abortion. How's that working out for us, Dr. Dobson? Regulating abortion. If you were in Germany, you would have tried to regulate the slaughter of the Jews in the concentration camps. And I thank God you're not the one in charge of the fight against ISIS. Because maybe you'd try to regulate ISIS and make sure they give painkillers before they behead their victims. Because that's National Right to Life's policy supported by you. So Politico even recognizes the total abandonment of pornography as a family policy issue in America. And they point out that pornography today is an economic behemoth. For public school teachers tuning in right now, look up the definition of behemoth. Pornography is an economic behemoth. They point out that five of the most trafficked websites are porn sites, and they are about the size of Netflix or ESPN. One porn site alone had 28 billion visits last year. 28 billion, 80 million visits a day. The visitors to that website searched 50,000 times per minute to find what they're looking for. And Politico says, and that's a single website. That's one porn website out of tens of thousands. And you know what's interesting? When they talk about all the porn on the internet, they said this one porn site has about the same amount of traffic as Netflix, but they don't count Netflix as a porn website. Why not? They should. Netflix is a porn website. Everybody's talking about Netflix, so we got a Netflix account. We canceled it within days when we realized that it's a porn website. Not everybody uses their Netflix account to watch porn, but it's a porn website. It's a homosexual porn website. That's what it is. And even Politico, this left-wing website, Politico, even Politico in this article writes about the science of porn addiction, the link between consumption of pornography and destructive behavior. They say its influence on people predisposed to violence, on people predisposed to mistreat women, on people predisposed to child abuse is widespread. They write there is a consensus. They use that word. There is a consensus that in countless cases, pornography has contributed to abusive relationships, to the destruction of families. And they say, and that's just where adults are concerned. Millions of children today are watching porn. True or false? I've been talking to kids from around the country the past week. They say it's ubiquitous among their friends. Not only that, they say that transgenderism, bisexuality, and homosexuality is everywhere they turn, even in their churches. And we're talking about good churches. And not a church like Denver Bible Church, but what we would call today good churches. Millions of kids, Politico points out, are watching pornography. Now, it's tens of millions, but millions of children. If ever, they point out, if ever there were a national dialogue needed about pornography, if ever there were a moment for some opportunistic politician to make a cause of it, if ever there were, the time would be now. That's Politico. That's not focused on the family. It's Politico. If ever there were a moment for some opportunistic politician to make a cause of fighting pornography, the time would be now, and there's nothing but silence. Our conservative Christian leaders have abandoned pornography as a family policy issue in America. They have abandoned it, and it is Dr. James Dobson's fault. And it's also the fault of our Christians who supported a dog to be the leader of the nation, a dog. Because when a dog, a sexual dog, is the leader of a nation, you know what you can't do? You can't speak out against sexually despicable behavior. You just can't do it. Because you've switched your allegiance from God to your leader. And when you've switched your allegiance from God to your leader, then you can't win. Your side cannot win because your side has become the enemy. Your side has funded child killing and flooded the federal courts with pro-abortion judges. And on, right? It gets boring. Hey, God bless you guys.